Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
It's me, Teresa. I know it's been long and far and few between. However, I'm not ending my podcast. I just choose to listen to God and try to figure out when He wants me to come on. So thank you again for another day, for welcoming me into your life and listening to my next podcast. Will I know when the next one comes? No. Do I have some ideas about different podcasts? Absolutely. And wanting to do some interviews. However, it's just not happened yet because I'm going to share and then I'm going to talk about how we need to keep trusting God in a Bible passage or chapter that really shows that we need to keep trusting and believing. And I can show you, as I have for so many years, coming on frequently, not so frequently, how God really does do what He says He's going to do in His timing. And sometimes we don't know what God's going to do, and we ask for things and doors are open and doors are shut and we don't understand why. But I can totally tell you today, as my life takes another turn, just like your life takes another turn, God has been faithful. He gives me what I need just when I need it, even when I don't understand. Is the struggle still going on? Yeah, it is. Will I trust wholeheartedly in God? Absolutely. Will I tell you that it's easy? No, because God never promised an easy life, but He promised He'd be there for us. He promised that He'd take care of us forever. And when it's all said and done, He promised everlasting life and a better place. So I will trust and believe, and I will keep moving forward. And I know that a lot has happened and a lot's going to happen. And just like the fighting in Israel and all that, He's got us. We can only worry about today. We can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised. And I hope you all know that. And wherever you're sitting today, whether it's in your car listening to this, in your house, in the morning, in the evening, if you're going for a walk, just know that as I'm sharing these words with you, God, no matter what you're going through, is working with you. He's there with you. Reach out, kneel to Him, pray to Him, speak to Him. Let Him hear that still, you listen for that still small voice. But we got to take a chapter in the book of Daniel. And maybe we're not as good as Daniel. Daniel knew to pray three times a day, even though where he lived, he was told at one point that he wasn't allowed to pray, that if he prayed that, you know, the king set a law that for 30 days, that if anyone prayed, that they would get in trouble. And Daniel believed and trusted and still obeyed and still knew that he was going to go to the front of his window and he was going to pray. And he prayed three times a day. And do we have that kind of faith to really trust and pray every day? Some days, I mean, prayer is just communication. We should talk to God every day. But it's hard because for me, at least I know He's doing amazing things. I know He's working no matter what I'm going through. He's provided in every way, even though there's things that I don't understand and struggles that I'm going through. I've watched His hand at work and I've shared these things with you. So we need to get better about sitting in that, wherever it is, and praying, whether we go for a walk and we pray, we sit with a cup of coffee and just communicate with Him. Like I've always told you, He's like a 7-Eleven. I mean, He's better than a 7-Eleven. He never closes. He'll always be there where your friends may come and go. My friends are far and few between these days. I get it. People are busy. They're doing their own thing. A lot of people don't understand blindness. And it may not have anything to do with me being blind. But you got to know, whatever you're going through, you have to be happy with what you're going through with God and know that He's going to take care of you. So however, as I was sharing, today I got on because I, you know, I'm doing much better with my Braille reading, and it's been a minute, and God pretty much, shared with me, it's time to do another podcast. So hello and welcome, and thank you for listening. And what today's reading was about Daniel 5. I would love for you after this podcast to go into your Bible, and go read Daniel 5. Or no, not Daniel 5, I'm sorry. Daniel 6. Daniel 5 talks about how the king, he's sitting and having a party and with all his gold, and some hand appears and writes some stuff on the wall, and he pretty much says, whoever can read this can get, you know, can have a purple robe and have all these honors and glories if they would just tell me what is on the wall. Well, some lady comes in and says that he needs to go get Daniel because Daniel will know what is on the wall and what it says. And so, but that's not the one I want you to focus on today. It's Daniel 6. However, let me finish with saying that he calls Daniel to him, and Daniel tells him he can keep everything, but he also shares what's on that wall. And so, but the next chapter, which I really wanted to focus on, is how no matter what we're told in life, and you know, what people might say not to do, like, you know, there's a lot of people around the world that aren't allowed to pray, and they have to pray in secret. Well, Daniel kind of was told, you know, they made a law. Someone went up, I forgot who went up to the king and said, you know, let's make a law for 30 days that no one can pray other than to you, the king, and have no other god than the king, or no ruler than the king. But, and for 30 days, whoever does decide to pray will get in some type of trouble. Well, Daniel heard. Daniel was not a man who didn't want to obey, but he loved the Lord so much more. He knew, and he shows in this chapter, it shows that, you know, God's showing us that whatever we're going through, we can still pray and believe and trust, and he shows that he's going to take care of us. But do we have that trust, that belief to know that, you know, we need to keep praying and believing, and whether we're asking for something or we're not, or whatever's going on, trust that God's going to give you what you need when you need it and when you need it. So as I share this with you, and I have to tell you that my life is really not bad. It's not where I want to be, but it's right where God wants me. I'm working at this point. So God's granted me a job, and he's granted, you know, different things to happen. My blind skills are getting better. I practice every day. I told you that the main reason why I wanted to read Braille was because I wanted to read my Bible. Well, not today, because I just, it would be longer, and it's okay to be longer, but I just don't feel ready to do it. However, I have a children's book, several children's books, because it's easier to read. I'm like a first grader reading. I now can read and understand what I'm reading and have a lot less issues of reading in Braille. So I'm getting there. And the book I chose to read was a children's story book that every day there's, well, you could do it every day, but, and I try to read 20 minutes to 15 minutes a day. There's just one page stories that you read to get better with Braille. And I've been doing that. And so the story today, and, you know, it led me to say, okay, do a podcast, talk on your podcast about, and because I've been struggling with some stuff, and this was a perfect timing for me to read this, because my prayer, I will be honest with you, prayer has been hard for me lately. I wake up in the morning and I try to pray, and I do talk to God, but I sometimes don't know what to say. But today, reading Daniel 6, within this children's Bible, and then I grabbed my audio Bible, and then I went to, I used the NIV, NI Bible, and I just said, well, let me go read what it really says in the Bible. And it talked about, you know, the king making, you know, for 30 days a law that people couldn't pray, and that if they did, the penalty would be something big, and the penalty was going in the lion's den. So someone caught Daniel praying in front of his window, and so they went and they told the king, and Daniel, the king had to, and he felt bad, but he had to put Daniel in the lion's den. And overnight, Daniel stayed in the lion's den, but God protected him. God looked after him. God shut the mouths of the lions. And that next day, Daniel was still alive. And when the king went to check up on him the next day, the lions didn't hurt Daniel. So I share this with you because Daniel was obedient to God. And even if you're not 100% perfect with obeying God, God knows your heart. He knows you're trying. But wherever you sit, whatever you're going through, as you've heard my podcast for years, I need you, like myself, to stay as close to the thread as you can and pray and listen to your Bible and know that God is working. And we've seen it many times in the Bible. You know, he asked Noah to build an ark and Noah obeyed. And, you know, he saw that the world was turning into evil stuff. And God said, well, I want to protect certain things and I want to start over. So with Noah, he protected his family and two of each animal. And he caused a flood, but he protected his people and started over with, you know, I'm trying to think, and I can't believe I went to a standstill. You know, we can even go, that's the Old Testament. We can even go with David, who is another Old Testament. You know, he trusted as well. He was protected, and Joseph was protected. You know, his brothers did wrong to him, and he told dreams to people, the baker and I forgot, the cupbearer, and they forgot about him. And then years later, you know, in God's timing, he let Daniel reign, and he made all things for his good and his glory. And so, and even, you know, look at Job, he lost everything. And when it starts out in the book of Job, it talks about how, you know, the devil, it was pretty much saying the devil was searching the world, you know, or the land to do evil, to like find someone who he could, you know, ruin life, and he didn't know who, and God granted him the option to say, okay, I'll give you someone. You just can't touch their soul. You can't, you know, you could do anything you want. And, you know, we read these chapters and Job lost everything, and nobody wants to lose everything. Nobody wants to lose, you know, their first family or what they're going through. But we need to learn from these stories. And as I'm learning and I've seen God, we need to trust God for everything. Because even though these stories were over 2,000 years ago, he still reigns. He still is showing us that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we need to just keep going to the window and praying as best as we can, and trusting him and obeying him, you know. And that's hard because this world is so crazy that we're like, where will we see relief? But there is relief every day. You just have to sit with that still small voice and watch God work. And as I shared with you my story, and I want to say life is getting better because I'm trusting God more. I've always trusted God. I've always believed in God. My podcasts may be few and further between, which I'm not sometimes grateful that they are, but I know that God's got a purpose, and I'm reading Braille now, and I can read the Bible as best as I, you know, in children's Bible stories. And it's not because of who I am. It's because, I mean, I did the work, but I also trusted God. I trusted God in the darkest days. I was homeless I was never homeless, but I felt like I was going to be homeless. But every time he made a way, and he's still making a way. I need you all to just, whoever's listening and having a hard time, go to that window and pray. Even if you don't know what to pray, pray for him to help you pray. I know we all want a physical person to talk to because we want words back, but if you sit quietly with God, he will show up. So I come to you today, and like I said, it's been far and few between, but with another hope story, another story of, wow, no matter what we're going through, today I read the story of Daniel, and Daniel was obeying God. He did trust God. He loved God. He didn't fret with trusting God, and he was thrown in the lion's den, and God took care of him. And God's going to take care of you. So with all that, and as much as I'm struggling, it's an open door to remember that prayer is powerful. He's listening. It's just in his timing. And he's not a day late or a dollar shy. And I'm so grateful that I have listeners who will listen and will, not because of who I am, but will trust with me that God will provide and that I can use my life to show you. And I'm no better than you. I'm just a person just like you. We all put on our pants the same way. But let's keep trusting God. Let's keep believing in God. Let's go to that story today, read it, sit with God, thank God for what he's doing, and let's watch him work, no matter what's going on in the world. And try your best not to worry, because it's not going to do you anything better, but just focus on what you can today. Be thankful for what you have today, because as we know, we're not promised tomorrow. And he'll provide. He truly will. He's done it for me. Look, guys, I always, you know, even before I got on this podcast, before I lost most of my sight, as a little girl, I wanted to go to college, and he did it in his timing. When he saw fit that I was ready. There are days that I say, God, I'm grateful that you put me through college, but I'm not even doing the job I should be, what I think I should be doing. But you know what? I wasn't working for 5 years. I was going through a different turmoil. And at this point, my job is going okay. It's not a perfect job. But it's a job, and he's taking care of me, and he got someone to provide, help me provide that job. And so I need to sit here and just keep praying and keep listening and knowing that I'm better. I'm better off today than I was yesterday. And so are you, even if you're going through turmoil and you don't understand. Trust. It's hell to go through something, a struggle, to lose your sight, to have a dying family member, to not understand why things are happening. But the greatest thing I can share with you before I sign off is that small seed, that small mustard seed of praying and believing and trusting, because he's working. He really is. And I pray for someone who listens to this and doesn't believe he's working, test him. Test him in every way. Because you may feel like you're going in that lion's den, but praying, trusting, and seeking him out, he will come through. I truly believe it. I've watched it happen. You know, I've seen miracles. I've seen different miracles. Now, maybe I don't have the miracle of sight, but I walk by faith and not by sight. And you have to believe in faith, even when you don't see it happening. Believe it so, even when you don't see it so. Because he says so. He's working, guys. He's working. And, you know, the other thing I want to share is, as it comes to my mind, we always think we know what we want. Look at Adam and Eve's life. You know, he created Adam. He asked Adam to name all the birds and, you know, all the reptiles and animals. And he gave him this whole little area and said, I'm going to give you this area, and I'm going to even give you a helpmate, and I'm going to put you to sleep and take one of your ribs and make woman, and you can pretty much be on this part of this earth and or this land and, you know, do what you want. Just don't do one thing. And that one thing was not eat from one tree, one specific tree. But again, there was just like with Job, who didn't know, and even Adam and Eve, they didn't know that the serpent was the devil and there was evil, but good and evil has to, I guess, exist. I don't know why, but it does, and we just have to be faithful to God. So what did they do? Eve was walking in the garden one day, and the serpent came up, and she got tested, and she failed. And the serpent tried to say, hey, you know, God doesn't want you to know better and this and that. But why I say it like that, or why I'm saying to you, is we always think the one thing we can't have is the thing that we need. And I really believe God is trusting, is we need to trust in him, because if we're not getting it, that door's not open. Trust that he knows why. And when the door is ready, he'll open it. So they did eat, and they did get more knowledge, and they did, because then, you know, she believed the lies of the serpent, and the serpent tricked her, and she ate, and then they saw, you know, that they were naked, and they knew that they needed to have clothes on, and then God came up and said, you know, he realized something was different, and yes, he casted them out of Eden, but he still took care of them. But what I get from that is, us of little faith and little trusting, can we be a little bit stronger? Can we try a little bit harder? And know that the things that we can't have are for our good, and that when the door is open, he'll open the door. He'll trust. We have to trust in him, because even sometimes when we get that door open, we laugh because we're like, oh, this isn't what we wanted. So as I tell you the stories of different parts of the Bible where people trusted God, some of them did obey, like, you know, Job, he obeyed. He trusted God and he prayed. He prayed, you know, even in the first sections of Job's life, he was such an honorable man. He was praying before his kids went out and giving a sacrifice because he didn't want bad things to happen to his family. Not that it wasn't because he was any better. He just knew to have faith even when the faith wasn't there. When faith wasn't, you know, he just showed up every day and knew that God was going to protect him and God was going to do it. And did he ask why? Oh, yeah. He at one point asked why, and God said, you know, you don't have the right to ask why. So, but God's okay even if you ask why. He really is. He knows his people. He knows where you sit. He knows your struggle. He hasn't left you, so don't leave him. And I say this with an open heart, because as I don't do my podcast, as I haven't written on my blog posts, he's still here with me and he's walking alongside of me. So today, whether it's the story of Daniel that I want you to go and watch how he was obedient, whether you go to the story of Job, whether you read just the beginning and you don't know much of the Bible and you read the 7 days of where God created everything and then he put Adam in the world, you know, to start the next part of it, and then they didn't do what they were supposed to. He still had them have children and created another part. And then again, it kind of keeps repeating itself in some ways where man and people didn't do what they were supposed to, and we didn't follow the law, but that's why Jesus came. But God kept showing up, and he's still showing up today. So I'm going to stop my ramble. I thank you for listening. I love each and every one of you. I want to apologize for not coming on so much, but I want to listen to God when he tells me to come on and share with you. And I'm doing really good, as much as I don't understand things, and he's providing, and just that I can read Braille today. And, you know, it's a work in progress. No matter if you're 10, 50, 22, we have to make that next step. You know, we have to remember nothing in life is easy. But if you keep working at it, and if you keep trusting and believing, have faith when you don't think that there is faith, believing when you can't see, I truly do believe he's not a day late or a dollar shy. Ask for those mountains to be moved. Don't go further than the day you're in. At the end of the day, rest your head and know that God is who he said he is, and he's taking care of his people. And I ask that we pray for Israel as they're going through what they're going through. But again, God's got us. Whether it's birthing pains that we're going through right now because the end of the world is coming at some point, it's coming, I don't know when. Or let's not be so mean to one another. Let's give a helping hand and look up and know that God is who he says he is. And that one day, whether we die today and get to meet our Maker, or we're here for a lot longer, he is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords and he's taking care of us. So I leave you with that. Usually I like to stop my podcast and then come back and do something, but I'm going to close out with a prayer. And I just thank you for listening to me ramble, but I think today it's powerful when I can come and not come so often and know that God said, I think I need you to share about Daniel today. I think we need to just sit and pray. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the time I've had to come on this podcast, that you've allowed me to talk for you, and trust me that I can share with people and that I have listeners who listen and know that I'm no better than anyone else. I will keep having faith and trusting and believing in you, Lord. And anyone who's hurting, I pray that they sit down and pray with you. And I know you're going to come to them and just give them the next step, the next thing. And, you know, what we worried about 6 months ago is past and we've gotten results. And the people that I work with every day at my job that are going through their struggles, I know that you put me there because you needed me to give a light of hope. And I thank you for trusting me. I thank you for letting me, no matter what I'm going through, and just be that word of hearing, letting people know you through me. I don't take that lightly, no matter what we're doing, God. I thank you for everything. I thank you for my listeners. I thank you when I don't know what to pray for. I thank you for forgiving me for my sins each and every day. I ask for protection over each and every listener. I ask for protection over Israel. I ask for just, you know, God, as we are going through this and you know what's coming up, that you protect even the ones who don't believe in you. And before you come, that people that don't believe, that we can reach more people, that they'll go to heaven, and that this doesn't have to happen, but I know it has to happen because you will reign and you will show, and you are in our favor. And anyone who's hurting, God, take away their hurt today. Show up for them like no other one. Let them know that as you've done for me, and life is never going to be perfect because you never promise perfect, but you promise peace, and you promise that if we trusted in you, you take care of us. And you've showed it in Daniel, and you've showed it in Daniel while he's in the lion's den. You've showed it with Joseph. And these things took years as we just flip pages and we're like, wow, look what happened. It's not overnight that these things have come to pass. You know, as we see, Joseph had to spend years in the jail. And Joseph was better because he fled when things were bad. And some of us aren't as good to flee when things are bad. We fall. But we know and we're thankful that you always have an opening hand for us, and you will leave you way before you'll ever forsake us or leave us, but you're always there with an open arm. And I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you for all. And whoever needs to hear this, God, I pray that they get to hear it, and wherever it goes far, that you shine through, and I'm just the vessel you use today. And I pray for each and every person, no one gets left behind, and that they just know that no matter if it's 2 minutes or 20 minutes, that prayer is so powerful. And I thank you for that. And to not be afraid, because you did not teach us to be fearful. You've got us in the palm of your hand, and nothing shall snatch us once we believe. So in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, guys, well, this is another episode of Struggling Blessed But Not Alone. I pray that this touched you in any way. I thank you for listening, and at some point, we'll do something else. So peace out, love, and enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, no matter where you are, pray to God, because he's listening and he cares and he is working it out for your good and your for his glory. Love you. Bye.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gafante. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Thank you.